Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. You know that feeling when you put your heart and soul into something and it just doesn't work out? Maybe it's a job application that falls flat, an idea that gets shot down, or a relationship that doesn't last. Rejection, failure, they're part of the human experience, but sometimes those moments can knock us off our feet. Today, we're diving deep into how to build that inner resilience so you can bounce back from setbacks stronger than ever. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. It tests us, challenges us, and often leaves us feeling bruised and a little beat up. But here is the thing. It doesn't have to define us. We have the power to choose how we respond to these setbacks, to turn those failures into stepping stones on our path to success. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a whole lot of grit. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, what are some concrete ways to build that unshakable resilience? Let's break it down. Number 1. Reframe your perspective. When rejection or failure hits, our minds tend to go into overdrive with negative self-talk. I'm not good enough, this is a disaster, what's the point, sound familiar? Instead of letting those thoughts take root, consciously choose to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or what evidence do I have to support this? Remember, your worth isn't tied to any one outcome. Number 2. Embrace learning. Every setback, every obstacle, is a valuable opportunity for growth. Think of it like this, sometimes you learn more from a failure than from a success. Analyze what happened, identify areas where you can improve, and use that knowledge to fuel your future endeavors. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity when things aren't going our way. But taking a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces setbacks. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. You're human, you're learning, and you're doing the best you can. Number 5. Take action. Sitting around dwelling on the what-ifs won't get you anywhere. Once you've processed the setback, channel that energy into taking positive action. Set new goals, develop a plan, and start moving forward. Think about it like this. You're training for a marathon. There are going to be tough miles, there will be times when your legs feel heavy and you want to quit. But with every step you take, you're getting stronger, building endurance, pushing yourself further than you thought possible. It's the same with life. Every challenge, every setback, is another opportunity to train your resilience muscles. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I was working on a big project, creative endeavor that I poured my heart and soul into. It took months of work, countless revisions, and sleepless nights. Finally, the day came when I presented it to the team. And crickets. Not a single positive comment, not even a flicker of interest. It was devastating. I felt like I'd been punched in the gut. But then, something shifted inside me. Instead of letting that rejection define me, I decided to learn from it. I asked for specific feedback, dissected what didn't work, and used those insights to refine my approach. It wasn't easy, but with each iteration, I got closer to my vision. And eventually, the project took off. It became a huge success, something I'm incredibly proud of. But the real victory wasn't just about achieving that success, it was about learning how to bounce back from failure, how to channel those negative emotions into fuel for growth. So, remember this. Resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks, it's about how you respond to them. It's about choosing to learn, to grow, and to keep moving forward, even when things get tough. Today's key takeaways are simple but powerful. Reframe your perspective, embrace learning, cultivate gratitude, practice self-compassion, and take action. Don't let rejection or failure define you, use them as stepping stones on your path to success. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments. What's one thing you're going to do differently after listening to this episode? What's a setback you faced that ultimately helped you grow? Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of resilience together. Remember, you've got this. See you on the next episode of Stoic State of Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.